emissions. Well, you know about carbon offsetting, subscribing to a scheme that plants trees or researches green energy to offset the impact of a plane flight, for example. Well, what about life offsetting? Companies that make weapons that kill people, paying to help poor families have more children to offset the lives lost in conflict. An organization calling itself Life Neutral contacted us here at the BBC, saying it represented arms manufacturers who were willing to support families who wanted to have more children. The Defence and Security Equipment International show is on in London, and Life Neutral said that they were exhibiting there. We were suspicious, but we invited them in, plus a family who said they'd signed up to the scheme.
It's an attempt to make weapons and military aid to other countries more ethical. We offset some of the lives lost in these conflicts by giving bursaries, education, health support to children in this country.
How will the education and support be funded?
It's actually the weapons manufacturers themselves who are concerned about the ethical use of their weapons in a number of ways that are actually looking to fund this.
Could you give us some names of companies?
I'm afraid I can't at the moment. You understand these things, very sensitive information.
But you're exhibiting that, yes, yeah.
We are indeed, yes.
And what's your involvement?
No, I'm Woody's mummy.
Woody is the point of the exercise?
Not quite, actually. But the scheme is for babies that are not yet born. So if you're a family thinking of having a baby, you can think about looking after its future by signing up to one of these schemes. And then as things happen, you can get help with...
So who's going to sign up?
We were thinking of signing up because it seems like a fantastic way to be able to afford a baby. We already have one, and a second one currently is not really financially viable.
Well, Nicholas, we know you're not exhibiting, so tell us, who are you trying to impact with this idea, which is obviously false?
We're actually exhibiting at the DSEI, I take it you...
Yes, no, you're not, we've checked.
We're actually exhibiting as a sub-stall of one of our investors.
So it's who's that?
I would like to say at this point, for obvious reasons, but...
I mean, it can't possibly work, because the companies would never admit to doing anything unethical.
There are obviously civilian casualties in these situations. I don't think anyone would ever not admit that.
I wonder who you're insulting, actually, because people are insulted, aren't they?
There has been some concern, and this is one of the reasons that we're looking at not revealing investors at the moment.
Unless you now want to strip off your Clark Kent suit and tell us the truth, we can't really do much with this material.
Okay. Fair enough.
So what would you like to tell us?
We're drawing attention to the massive world-renowned arms fair on our doorstep. We created Life Neutral Solutions to try and demonstrate a, as you, I'm sure you will agree, quite a ridiculous way of showing that these arms dealers are acting unethically.
It's a very embarrassing thing for Britain, isn't it? Because they have a huge amount of interest in arms sales.
20 billion.
20 billion in export earnings.
Exactly, yeah.
Thousands of jobs, probably. Are you uncomfortable that that is something that Britain is proud of? Because they are proud of it.
Very uncomfortable with it, yeah. And I mean, Bahrain is actually at DSEI, who have very recently been killing people who are in an uprising to try and achieve democracy in their country, and we are selling Bahrain weapons to stop that, and that is directly in contradiction of this country's principles.
Now, we can hear Woody in the background because his parents brought him in because they were part of this innovative PR stunt, let's put it like that. What was your inspiration for getting involved? Because you obviously are worried about Woody's future. Forget any future children that might be funded by the arms industry, because that's not going to happen. But yeah, you obviously you're deeply moved by this problem. Why?
It's absolutely disgusting, as Nicholas said, and people are just sort of blind to what's happening in reality. And everybody's in their cushy little jobs and their cushy little homes with their little consumer products. And this is a massive industry, and Barclays are sponsoring these arms, and there's all sorts of household names that are supporting this really disgusting business.
Because they would say, well, look at Libya, you know, arms did a lot of good in Libya because we've got rid of Colonel Gaddafi.
It's a complicated situation, I don't deny that, but what you can definitely say about DSEI is that it's not really about that. It's about selling weapons to anyone. And if the government introduces laws, which of course they do, to try and stop direct sales to a certain countries, they will sell to intermediaries first and so on. They have no interest in the ethical use of these weapons.
Who's picked up on this? Have you got any response from the industry? Because that's who you want to get, really. You want to embarrass them, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Embarrassing journalists is dead easy. We're a sort of
apologies if we did try that. We have got quite a lot of news coverage. We've got it trending on Twitter to some degree. We've actually got some campaign groups now angry about it. I generally find it's about 50-50 people who decide that it must surely be a hoax and people who actually think that it's real.
So there you are, life-neutral solutions, not what you thought. And we'll put some more of that up on our Facebook page or on the web somewhere.